This is Ozarks at Large. Five area agencies distributing food this winter are receiving some help from students at Lingle Middle School in Rogers. The students and staff there donated thousands of non-perishable food items. They were collected throughout December at the school. This week, the agencies, including the First Baptist Church of Rogers Food Pantry, Arkansas Support Network, House of God Food Pantry, Grace Methodist Church Food Pantry, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry, have been picking up the food. Yesterday afternoon, I talked to the principal at Lingle Middle School, Mary Elmore, about the project that's titled Canning Hunger.
We have a group of students called WEB, Where Everyone Belongs, is what it stands for, but WEB students, and they are mentors to other students in the building. And so they kind of organized it along with our Fellowship of Christian Athletes group. The two sponsors work very closely together, so they organized it. What we did was we ran a contest with our homeroom classes, and the class that brought the greatest percentage of product won, and we just kind of did a small prize. It wasn't for the prize. It was just a competition of it. And then, so we collected,
I think in the press release it had mentioned over 3,000 individual items.
I think so. It was amazing, actually. We've done it for the last, 3 years, but this was by far the biggest year. You know, it kind of gets bigger every year, and this was an amazing year for it. And then we have local community centers that we donate to, because we know that our side of town is a high poverty area, so we want to make sure that, you know, the our families in our community, and especially in our school zone, are taken care of. And so we donate. We have about four different sites that we donate to every year, and they've been coming and picking them up. I think I might have one more group coming tomorrow, so I don't have a lot left right now.
I'm thinking 3,000 individual non-perishable items, that's got to look like quite a bit. Where do you put them until...
We have a tree in our commons cafeteria. We have a big Christmas tree. And she would go around every homeroom and collect it so we could keep track of the numbers of items per homeroom. And then the kids did, and they placed it under the Christmas tree. So the front of our cafeteria, if you will, there's a little alcove window. It was full of groceries until this week. And like I said, it's dwindling now because we've had people coming to pick them up. But it's amazing for kids to watch and see and be part of.
That must have just looked amazing a couple days ago before you started distributing them.
It did. We have amazing kids at Lingle, and the fact that they are that generous, in also given the fact that we do have a high poverty rate in our building already, the fact that they've been that giving and that generous just speaks volumes for our kids and our faculty.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Mary Elmore is the principal of Lingle Middle School in Rogers. Students and staff at the school collected more than 3,000 non-perishable food items for five local agencies to distribute as part of a program called Canning Hunger.